Mahler County has the highest poverty rate in Oregon and the 10th highest in the U.S. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Amanda Peacher spoke with some of the county's low-income residents and filed this report on how they're making ends meet.
Steve Magadance sits in his one-bedroom apartment with the lights off and the TV on in the background. It's a 95-degree day. When the heat becomes unbearable, he'll turn on the AC, but keeping it off for now helps keep costs low. Magadance has been unemployed for more than a year. A few weeks ago, he had surgery for lung cancer, but his recovery hasn't stopped his search for work. He went to culinary school and wants a job as a chef, but hasn't had luck at local restaurants.
I'm not too proud to do certain jobs, you know. Even though I have a degree in cooking, doesn't mean I wouldn't take a, you know, I don't have to do hot couture cooking to fill my ego or something like that. I could work at Sizzlers and flip steaks and be okay, you know.
Magadance lives with his girlfriend Marcia, who is also unemployed. When they can afford the gas, for entertainment, they spend their evenings driving along the many farm roads that wind through Malheur County. They get by with food stamps, health insurance from the VA, and Social Security payments. Magadance also gets assistance from a state program that helps people find vocational work. Kelly Poe is with the Malheur County Commission on Children and Families. She says that some people find retail or other work in Ontario, but those are not necessarily high-paying jobs.
We have a lot of fast food, a lot of part-time work, shift work, where people aren't working full-time or they are not making much more than minimum wage.
Unemployment in Malheur County is at 9.5%. That's lower than some Oregon counties. But the poverty rate is almost 40%, the highest in the state. During the summer, the job market expands with seasonal work, harvesting onions or sugar beets. But if you don't want to work in the fields, finding a job can be difficult. When Steve Magadance needs a break from the couch, he sometimes walks down the street to Mallard's Grocery.
Just chilling.
¿Cómo estás, Amy? The roadside convenience store is a well-known icon in Ontario. It's been around since at least the 1940s. Kylie Aguiar has worked at the grocery for 8 years.
It never changes, so people come here and they're like, oh my gosh, it's still here, you're still here, you still sell chicken and JoJo's? And we're like, yeah, we don't know you, but we will.
That's because Mallard's is a place that sees a lot of regulars, mostly people who live nearby. The grocery store sits on the edge of town in a neighborhood among rundown apartment complexes and trailer homes. Over the years, Aguiar says she's noticed the clientele change.
A lot of customers that we have food stamps and live in the HUD housing. There's a lot of it in this neighborhood. There's actually a lot of it all over Ontario. I don't know, maybe Ontario is low income, but there's not a lot of job opportunities out here right now.
Kelly Poe says that a number of social programs in the county try to help people find jobs, housing, food, or childcare.
I think poverty in a rural area is different than it is in the city. In the city, you have options. So if you need a particular service, you usually have two or three places to choose from for that service. And in a rural community, there's usually one. And a lot of times, you're fortunate to have that one. And so as much as it's frustrating, because we like to have a choice, it just forces you to work together.
Poe, of the County Commission on Children and Families, says that there aren't really deep pockets in Ontario. In other words, there's not one major donor or one large corporation to support social programs. Instead of $20,000 banquet dinners, you see a lot of $1,000 car washes or bowling night fundraisers. But those dollars do make a difference in the community. For instance, the local Kiwanis Club raises enough money to sponsor a free weekly lunch in a neighborhood park. 22-year-old Monica Automas comes there to eat occasionally. Today she's here with her brother and her two sons, who are 1 and 5. They just missed the free meal today, but they're hanging out at the park to play. Automas doesn't have a job right now, but her husband works 14-hour days at two local restaurants.
I'm thinking of going back to work, but I don't know, it's kind of hard going back to work with two kids.
With her husband working two jobs, Automas says life is a lot easier than it used to be when he just had one.
We didn't have anything. We didn't even have a table, a couch, anything. We used to sit on the ground, and sometimes we didn't even have to eat.
Life isn't completely easy, but Arma says that it's better than it once was. Their income still puts them below poverty level for a family of four, but she's proud that she and her husband were able to buy a small trailer home. She says it feels good to have money to buy, say, birthday gifts when a friend has a party.
I'm in a pretty good place right now, and we actually, you know, we don't really stress out as much as we used to, because before we didn't have extra money for nothing, and now we do, and we're perfect right now.
Back at his small apartment across town, Steve Magadance says his cancer gave him a different perspective on his situation. His days would be less stressful if he or his girlfriend could find work, but he was especially glad to have Marcia in his life after his health problems.
Well, the best thing about my life is Marcia. We get along, you know, like peas and carrots, like they say in Forrest Gump, you know, and we've never lacked for anything. But my life just isn't really complete because, like I keep saying, I need to work.
While the rest of Oregon saw unemployment drop by almost a percentage point in the past year, the jobless rate in Malheur County has been nearly stagnant. The county gained just 12 new jobs since the spring of 2011. Amanda Peacher, reporting.